Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on the BGE Radio Network out of Atlanta, GA, and 50 stations across the country and around the world. We've got a great guest with us today. He's joining us here on Skype, and we'll pull him up there. Gary, what's going on? How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on your show, man.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this Indiegogo campaign. I love the Indiegogo campaigns around the country. I know that the Young Turks just recently did one and had a humongous turnout for theirs. And there's lots of people using these self-funding sites, I guess you'd say, that are making a lot of money and getting a lot of people helping them out, people jumping to their causes. Talk to us about your Indiegogo campaign. You have an invention here. Tell us about this.
That's correct. I have a Luxies bracelet. It's a sunscreen reminder. This was a product inspired by my friends and family that who has touched by skin cancer or sometimes skin disease that relate to the UV radiation exposure. So I developed this product here to help monitor the UV radiations, to help people understand the UV radiations when they're exposed to it. I'm a software engineer myself. I do a couple software going, but just figure out it's not as good because on the cell phone, sometimes I go to camping and stuff. I don't want to drop into the water, drop on the ground. So I want something easy, something fast, and people can understand that. And that's what we have for Luxie bracelet. It's something easy to indicate when they expose to UV radiation, they change color. You can apply sunscreen on top of it. So when your sunscreen breaks down, we show the color again, and you will know when exactly to put on your sunscreen again to get the maximize your sun protection.
Well, Gary, before we get really into this, give me a little bit on your background. You gave me a little bit there, but kind of expand on that for the audience here so they kind of know who they're dealing with and everything.
Yeah, actually, I'm a software engineer myself. I usually develed websites, cell phone apps, and do a lot of enterprise class security stuff. I get into this, we developed a couple of cell phone apps to help people keep track of UV radiation or sunscreen, how effective they are. But we find a limitation there, what we have, because when we get the UV index from the internet, it never exactly on your spot locations. So we dig into it and just find out that how can we keep track of them. We developed this smart material. It's just a material that reacts to the environment. In this one here, we develop a patent pending material that will react to the UV radiation specifically. It takes us some time to develop that, but we'll get it through, we'll get it done. So that's how we got the idea going. Just we find the limitation on the cell phone app and turn my head around to a different out-of-the-box solutions, and this is what we come up with.
Well, this is a really, really, really cool invention here. You have got some really cool stuff here. Tell me a little bit more about this. Why did you decide to develop this?
Well, I have friends and family that have touched by skin cancer, and then they have some kind of skin disease that would relate to the UV radiation exposure. But some of the medication that would cause you sun sensitivity, and it almost have a second-degree sunburn in a cloudy day. This is crazy. I mean, we witnessed it at the same time. Then I helped my friend to research about what skin cancer is and what is other the sun sensitivity mean. And then we figure out that is all caused by UV radiation. It's the sun, not necessarily the sun, but the UV radiation there.
Yeah.
So that's why we want to keep track of, find a way to easily keep track on that and how, when we expose it and how we take control of the exposure to UV radiation.
Well, this is a really, really, really cool product. What was some of the testing phases like when you first started developing this? What was some of the different things you ran it through?
Oh, it's a great story there because when we got the idea, we looked into different products that would have the same similar thing. The first thing we talked about is the lenses, the glasses that would change color. We looked into that, how it worked. So we understand that, the chemistry behind that. Then we start testing different material there. The one we're using is silicone rubber material because it's closer to the skin type. We try to mimic our skin type, the child changing that. When we did the first phasing, we all failed for the first 6 months. And at the end of it, we only have the last patch of material left, and then we just lump them everything together, kind of call it for the day. It turned out that thing worked after 6 to 8 months of development, and then we just put everything together, and somehow it would just work. We pretty much on the give up phases towards the end. We put it all together. I put it all together and then put it in the trash box and take it outside the trash. And next day, and when I see the trash coming, trash truck coming, and then I see the rubber start turning color, and then we just take it back. I'm like, no, don't take that away.
We've got use for that.
I mean, you gotta kidding me. Like after we all the testing done, and they almost fold the good one away, and then we just the last sleep on the look. I'm like, oh, you change color, man. Don't fold it away. Take it back. Give it to me. So we take another 2 or 3 months trying to figure out what we have done right on the last shot to get the material working.
Now, this is such a cool idea. We're speaking with Gary today. He's got an Indiegogo campaign set up for his invention, Lexus Bracelet. It's an intelligent sunscreen reminder. This innovative Lexus Bracelet features patent-pending technology that stimulates your skin's reaction to UV radiation in your surroundings. It will darken in skin when exposed to UV rays. Essentially, what was kind of the thought behind this? Was it sort of make it like a, I guess like back in the 70s they had those mood rings? Is this kind of what you wanted to base this off of, or what was the idea behind this? Because this is such a cool invention.
Well, for me, I'm a geek myself. I always needed a reason to do something. So when people ask me to put on sunscreen, and I'm like, why? I need to put sunscreen. I really put it on, right? You always say that. And then I figure out that the sunscreen will wear off and natural breakdown of UV radiation, but I just don't know how to keep track on it, you know, when we need to apply. There's no better way to track on it, because every time the apps you created, it just estimated. And when you look in those sunscreen companies, they tell you, like, you have to apply more. It's not enough. But how much is enough, you know? And those are all the questions in my head. Like, how I know I applied enough sunscreen? And how I know, like, which sunscreen worked better? And how often I have to reapply? So that is the motivation, is how to remind myself and keep track of myself, the sunscreen usage there. And the other thing is, like, you know, when I was driving, when I'm around, I just sometimes you don't realize it. Like, you know, you go snowboard this winter, they have 3 times more UV radiation reflect from the snow. You don't see it because it's invisible. So that's the motivation. How can we keep track of something that's invisible but is so harmful when you're overexposed to it? And that's the whole motivation behind that. We designed to make something like this.
We've got with us today Gary. He joins us from the-luxes.com, the Lexus.com. And this is a really, really cool product. He has how long did you guys spend in the testing phase before putting the Indiegogo campaign together? Because this is such a cool deal.
We spent about like 3 to 6 months to do a called a control study. We have a group of friends and friendly, and another control group about 50 to 60 people. We're testing this together. We have teacher, we have pharmacists, we have like skin cancer survivor to test our product to help us to understand, okay, what needs to be do better, and we do some like fine tuning, how more sensitive to the UV radiation and according to different skin type. So we take about 3 to 6 months to do testing the product phases, fine tuning the product, fine tuning the material, make sure they're more refractive according to different skin type, and then that's what we have today.
Now, talk to me about that testing phase with the different skin types. How did you get the folks how did you seek out the folks to do this, and what were some of the various skin types and different things? Take me through that whole process there.
Well, let's see. Like when we tell them about the product, what it does, and most people just volunteer and like, okay, yeah, we definitely help you out to do that because it's a good cause. We want to prevent people that have been skin cancer. That's the main motive, like to have a product like that, to bring more awareness to sun safety. For the different skin type, we just look into, they have a chart from CDC to map the skin type to the UV radiation exposure. When we go look into more into those data and statistic information, then we find out that map to the energy level. Some skin type take more energy to get sunburned, and some take less energy. So when we look at the color-changing material here, we can look that as rechargeable battery. So the UV radiation, we convert the UV radiation energy, become like an electricity, and then we charge up the material, the chemistry, the chemical within the material. That will change the structure, and then you show the color. So when the color fade out, you're thinking about discharging process. So when we map to the skin type, we just make this, the material a little more sensitive when they take less energy to charge it up. So then we will show the color faster. So if you think about the whole material here, it's like a rechargeable battery. When we see the UV radiation, we charge it up, show the color. When they remove from the UV radiation, they start the discharging process. And then the color start fading out back to the original color. And that's how we map to the skin type based on the energy level that it takes to get the sunburn or different skin tone.
It is such a cool idea. This has taken, I'm sure, many months through the testing phase. Did you guys ever get terribly down about the whole thing, or did you guys just keep pushing through on it?
We get turned down at some point. We did.
Talk to me about some of the struggles that you guys faced during the testing phase and everything.
Getting the chemical is difficult because the chemical is actually pretty expensive. When we decide to set on mindset to do on something, we take an Apple approach. Either you do the best out of it or you don't do any of those. So we order like the pretty good batch of material, and some of the organic pigment is sometimes more expensive than gold. It is outrageous how expensive they can be. So we spend quite a bit of money there to do the development. And after, we have to test almost 60 different organic solutions along with another 60 different material. That's like, 1,000 combinations there. I mean, along the way, we kind of get burned because I still have a full-time job during the day. You work until 2 or 3 in the morning and get up at 6, 7, stop, hitting the Bay Area travel and go back to work. It can kind of get ugly sometimes.
It is such a cool product. Now, let's talk here in this segment about the Indiegogo campaign. You've set this up. What exactly was the idea behind the campaign? Was it trying to reach out to folks? Take me through this whole process, because I know a lot of people, they've heard about Indiegogo, they've heard about all the great successes that people have had, but they don't exactly know how to get this set up and how to get this off and running, and you guys have an incredible message here.
All right, thank you. For the Indiegogo campaign, we definitely need some funding here, the contributions from everyone to help us to take off the ground. This is a very new idea, a new concept on how we use a smart material to keep track of UV radiation. And we spend like a year, more than a year, to get the material going, get all development done. And now we're on the last phases of it. We found a manufacturer to develop a very unique process to make this product here. So the funding we need is set up that process to massive produce the Luxy bracelet, so we can help more people to take control on the UV radiation exposure. And that's what we're looking for. And to do that, we need to meet the minimum order from the manufacturer. So, and that we need help to get a financial help from everyone to help us to get it going, meet the minimum order requirement, and get the product off the ground.
Now, getting the product off the ground, once the Indiegogo campaign is completed, where do you go from there?
Well, when the campaign gets completed, that we can show that we have done some demand on the product there. We start talking to a different sunscreen company or even cosmetic company, because UVA, the radiation is a UVA aging way to cause things, the wrinkle and saggy skin, things like that. So we want to demonstrate to them that we have a demand on the market. This is a very new product. They have no other product similar to this at this point. And that is the main point, that we also want to bring it to a different industry, to bring the Luxy bracelet in different industry to help people understand its own safety and spread the message around.
Now, have you guys gotten any critics or anything, or any negative feedback? I wouldn't think you'd get much negative feedback for something like this, but
actually, a lot of questions out there. Like, like I said, there's no product like this at this point. People try to understand how we exactly work, how fast they change the color, and in fact, it just take a matter of seconds. As soon as you expose it, and then they would change color, and how long the material work. And right now we have a lot more questions. At this point, we are trying to combine all the questions together and make some a video FAQ to showcase to people all the questions. We don't have any negative critic at this point, and just a lot of people have different questions about the material, about the idea, what kind of study, what else study we have. In fact, we're working with a couple nonprofit organizations out there to do some more study and how this effectively helped the skin cancer patients and how people realize this, that UV radiation exposure.
Now, Gary, how do people get a hold of you? I know that you've got the Indiegogo. You've also got this this website. The website is www.the-luxes.com, and then you've got this Indiegogo campaign. They just basically search for Luxes bracelet on there, correct?
That is correct. And then we can find us pretty easily. You can also email me. My email address is gwong@theluxes.com. THG-LUXES.com. That would be the best way to reach me at for the email.
Now, as we wrap up here, Gary, what are some of the other projects you're working on besides this bracelet? Being an engineer and being as you said a self-professed nerd, you've probably got a lot of things on your plate. So kind of give us a little bit more detail.
You are absolutely right. We have a couple other projects going on here at this point. I don't want to go too much, just heads up, because we're working on the material. The material can do a lot of really amazing things. So we are playing around with the material at this point. To get the shape them differently, and bracelet is the one easy form people can understand and do that, but we're definitely interested in some type of more like a sun safety jewelry line, making more like tailored to the ladies, to help them to realize the exposure, to help them to remind them to put on sunscreen and make sure they have young, healthy, beautiful skin there. So we definitely have some in the pipeline, but I don't want to give out too much yet. We want to save one project at a time. And you guys will stay tuned with what we have for the department.
Well, it's going to be an exciting thing, this Indiegogo campaign that you've got set up. You've also got the website. Go over to the-luxes.com. That's theluxes.com. And I'll tell you, you guys have got this going. I so far with the Indiegogo campaign, how far do you have, and how long did you set it for?
We set until the end of this year here, the December 31st.
That's cool.
But we're also having a big challenge right now because everyone is like spending money on the holiday season.
Yes.
We need all your help to help us to get the project off the ground. This is a pre-purchase order. Once you get the funding, we do the manufacturing process. So Luxes Brace will be delivered to you when you purchase one. And early April next year, 2014. So I know you guys are spending a lot of money on this Christmas shopping. So if you can help us to get the project going, that'll be good. You can get the early espresso for $25. Otherwise, when we get go on the retail, would be about like $30-$40, and that's the price we're going for. And each bracelet, they come with the insert, and that will last for a month. And then when you get the purchase here today, we will get three inserts. So the bracelet actually lasts for 3 months. For, so you can wear your summer UV exposure for 3 months when you purchase today.
Well, it's an amazing process. Thanks for being on with us today, man. This is
Thank you so much, man.
This has definitely been something that I think that a lot of people are going to be taking advantage of, and I'm going to be doing some follow-up with you on email because I would love to have you back from time to time and give us an update on this throughout the process. So thanks, man. Thanks for doing this.
Awesome. Thank you. I will definitely give you an update with our processes.
All right, brother. Well, have yourself a wonderful day. We'll talk soon. Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Now, if you want to get more information, check out their Indiegogo campaign. It is absolutely amazing. Or the-luxes.com. We've got more next week.
Here on Bill, Grow, and Enjoy.
Hear me out.
Well, I'm on my